Thanks to tight competition, hog farmers all over the country are feeling a push to expand or get out of the business. That means indoor confined animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, are growing, even in the most environmentally sensitive areas. Clay Masters reports for Harvest Public Media on a CAFO fight in Iowa.
Chris Wasta sports a red ball cap, hip waders, and carries a homemade bamboo fly fishing rod. He owns a small business that makes specialty timber frames up here in northeast Iowa's Winneshiek County, near Decorah. He's an avid fly fisherman, and on this day, he takes time out of his morning to cast a line on Bear Creek with the backdrop of sweeping limestone bluffs.
Most of the year, when the leaves are on the trees, you're barely aware how rocky the terrain is around here.
Like many in the area, Wasta is concerned about the growing hog industry's impact on the water supply here. This part of Iowa is in a swath of the Midwest that includes Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois, called the Driftless Region. Iowa fisheries biologist Bill Kalishik with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says the trout streams are here because underneath the ground surface, there's limestone.
Surface flow can percolate into the limestone. It goes down into the groundwater. It then reemerges as springs. You don't have this in the rest of the state because you don't have this real shallow limestone layer right underneath the soil.
Kalishik says this kind of topography is more environmentally sensitive to manure spills from mismanaged CAFOs, and spills happen in this state and others every year.
Something goes wrong in a system, and there's a catastrophic failure of the way that they handle manure in the system, and tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of gallons of manure can get put into a stream.
It's because of that possibility people in the county were upset when ag company Millennium Agriculture announced it would expand its operation to house more than 4,000 hogs. And that's a pretty big CAFO. The Iowa pork producers say an average facility houses about 2,400 hogs. The Winneshiek County Board of Supervisors tried to block the expansion permit. Winneshiek County Supervisor Dean Thompson brought their concern to the state's Environmental Protection Commission.
We felt that given the location of that animal feeding operation near Bear Creek Watershed, and given the public input, it was part of our responsibility to pursue the question and ask why it should be expanded.
Millennium can expand because the company is doing nothing to violate Iowa law. Eldon McAfee, a lawyer who represents the company, says there are extra safeguards put in place in this kind of topography, including a concrete pit that stores the manure.
From this type of confinement operation, Iowa law just says no discharge, period. Nothing gets away. It has to be designed and operated that way.
That stored manure has an added bonus for farmers in the area. Chuck Gipp, the director of the Department of Natural Resources, lives in Decorah. The former Republican state lawmaker grew up on a dairy farm up here and says technology has improved immensely since he was young when manure just ran off into the streams. Now the manure is stored and benefits neighboring farms.
Confinement, you capture that liquid. And if you handle it properly, it can be a very good soil nutrient, better than commercial fertilizer.
Ultimately, the Environmental Protection Commission gave the company the green light to expand. Millennium isn't wasting any time. It plans to break ground soon. But that potential from a catastrophic spill still concerns many residents in Decorah, like Tom Murray. He moved here to retire and get away from Chicago.
It affects everything we do. I mean, water is everything to us for life.
Which explains why in Decorah and other communities coexisting with CAFOs, water is under constant scrutiny. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Clay Masters.